A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America on Monday, October 26th, 2015. And I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the nation's number one sport, soccer. And of course, we are talking about the African Nations Championships.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Tinofanira kutoti toita kana mwedzi chaiwo vakomana ava vari pamwe chete vachitrena pamwe chete kuitira kuti pavanozotambawo mutambo aiwa havanenge vachiwirirana.
I would like to promise them that we'll go through to the finals this time.
Nyatapu, it's very good vesiphakamisa. Tingabanda vahlala ve disappoint ayen there so nxa vesenzela lokho abasenzela khona. House ya tava siya kodi siya jabula sivili. Sizwa sijabulile la tenhlizwe nse.
Those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And that song, Gibbs, tells you that the Warriors have actually won, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't play it when they lose.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So each time the Warriors win, that's their victory song. Bakomana Vekwedu, essentially talking about our boys, and they did deliver this weekend. That's the story we are talking about today. The African Champions Nation, that is the CHAN Championship, Gibbs.
And of course, Blessing, Zimbabwe held Lesotho 1-1 in the second leg of their African Nations Championship tie on Sunday. The draw means Zimbabwe qualified 4-2 on aggregate, having won the first leg 3-1 in a match played last week.
Of course, Zimbabwe have now joined hosts Rwanda, Nigeria, Morocco, Tunisia, Mali, Guinea, Niger, Gabon, DR Congo, Uganda, Ethiopia, Zambia, and Angola. These nations have qualified for the tournament. Of course, the 2016 CHAN, the African Champions League, will take place from January 16 to February 17, 2016. In Rwanda.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah,
of course, it is the great coach, Alex Ferguson, who coined the phrase, our noisy neighbors. And it's not good news for our noisy neighbors, South Africa, that was booted out of the Champions League, sadly, by Angola, which is one of the shock results of this tournament. And also another giant fell, that is Senegal. They also lost, Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke izulu kandaba lingalithona njani khona ngapho thina ngapha hayi siyaphila sibili. Yeah, asikhulumeni impela ngomdlalo wenguqu. Siyakwazi ukuthi iZimbabwe Warriors isihamba khona ngale e-2016 African Champions Championships. Sizwile ke ukuthi ngempela viki kumbe ngithi izolo iZimbabwe ke ichayile singathi chayi draw 1-1 lelo sodo. Ita sichayi 1-1 draw khonapho yasiqhubeka yona ngoba imiklomelo yayo kade kani mnenge. Siyakhumbula ku first leg yawina 3-1 wasukusithi ke izolo i-1-1 naleyo iyayenza ukuthi iZimbabwe iqhubeke ye phambili khona ngale. Amanye amaqembu akhona ngale ke e-championship zangkhona okuzadlalwa khona eRwanda, kule Nigeria, kule Morocco, la iRwanda phela singayikhohlwa, iTunisia, iMali, iGuinea, Niger, iGabon, DRC Congo, iUganda, Ethiopia, Zambia kanye le-Angola. Ye, iSouth Africa ibafana bafana yenze njani? Bayishayile mfowethu.
Of course, like I indicated earlier on, Guinea and Angola caused the biggest shocks of the weekend so far as they qualified for the finals of the 2016 African Nations Championship or CHAN in Rwanda. Guinea qualified for the tournament for locally based players for the first time after three failed attempts by eliminating Senegal. And of course, Angola lost at home to South Africa in the second leg of their qualifier, but still managed to progress thanks to a goal aggregate. And of course, host Senegal had come from behind against Guinea on Saturday to trump 3-1, but went out on an away goals rule after losing the first leg 2-0, and away goal counts double. Mm-hmm. So that was Senegal's biggest falling. And of course, this tournament is only for locally based players. Vatambi vanenge vachitambira munyika iyoyo vari ku South Africa, vari kunana Britain nekune dzimwe nyika avakwanise kutamba. Saka vakomana vanenge vachirwera Dimbare, vanenge vachirwera Chicken Inn, vanenge vachitambira Highlanders, Buffaloes, ndo vanotamba mukombe yechan iyoyi. Ndo saka tisiri kunzwa master akaita sana Knowledge Musona avakwanise kunge vachitamba pamitambo yakadai kana kuti vamwe vese vari ku South Africa na Cheche Billiard nevamwe. Kama Billiard, not Cheche.
Yes. Nga ukuti ke umnumzana uKalisto Pasua enata. Uzabula kutshona. Ngoba lapho yabe sithi bhode khona nasimbodlela. Bhode ngapha nasimbodlela. Kodwa siyakwazi kanathi kangako. So sithemba ukuthi uzayenza kuhle. Nizokuthiwa sesilo umuntu okhona ecingweni.
Yes, I think we have our two guests. First, we have Muzondi Wamugadza, former Zimbabwe national team goalkeeper. Lezi Muzo, they called him. Muzondiwa, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Thank you so much for joining us. And we also have Love More Dube, an independent sports commentator. Love More, good evening.
Good evening, bruh.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Gibbs.
Now, let's start with you, Mr. Dube, in Bulawayo. You have been seeing the Warriors playing in this kind of tournament. Give us your take, you know, after winning in Lesotho and then they progressed to the championships, finals. So at the end of the day, what do you expect Zimbabwe is going to do?
Following the recent success in the women's and men's teams, where our girls have qualified for the Olympics and the boys have qualified for the CHAN tournament finals, I hope this could be a rallying point for all Zimbabweans to unite for the sake of the game and the nation. The image of the game has been tattered by infighting for a while.
So do you think that the Warriors are going to win? Maybe, taking into account that there are some big teams there, you know?
Oh, it's an open tournament. Anything can happen. Remember, in South Africa, 2 years ago, we went as far as the semifinals, meaning that it's anybody's game. If we have our preparations on course and there is no bickering between the players, the coaches, and the National Association, we could probably do better. The appetite for success remains very high.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Mr. Dube, and stay on the line. Yeah. Ubaba Dube uyachola futhi ungenzakala ibhola phela. Because the abanye bahlohla ngapha abanye ngani. So abanye bala kukulithela emambuleni bawini. Inxa uhambe ulabantu ngani ba week. Good to win, Kujalo. Yeah, Kujalo.
And let's turn to Mzondiwa. Mzondiwa, does this mean our league, local league, that is that good, judging from the fact that this is the fourth straight time that Zimbabwe has qualified for the championships?
Yeah, first and foremost, I think I have to, you know, to say congratulations to the guys for qualifying for the CHAN. I would like to think, yes, our league remain as competitive. I mean, if we have managed to qualify for this tournament, you know, four times in, you know, in succession, meaning there is something that we are doing right.
So you obviously are happy. I mean, the other problem was that, you know, the issue of money seems to be hampering the league. And when it comes to local teams, I mean, like last year, Dynamos won the league but could not proceed to represent Zimbabwe. Is this not problematic?
That has always, you know, remained, a problem in in the sporting disciplines, all in Zimbabwe, it has always remained a problem. It seems it will never go away. It's there to, you know, forever. But I would love to see, you know, more corporate companies come forward, come forward to help out, you know, the guys and the women that have qualified for the Olympics as well. Because, you know, it's something that, you know, somebody has to come out there and be, you know, motivate these guys. They've done a good job for the country, not just for themselves, but for the country as a whole.
Gibbs?
Yeah, Baba Dube, nga njengoba sekunje kumele kwenziweni. Nanga ama-warriors phela ase inqobile. Sokumele kwenziweni, Mnumzane.
Sokumele bona abaqeqeshi beqembu bahlale phansi lenkokheli zezifa. Kube lohlelo oluzaba phansi lulindele kuze kuyefika inyanga kaJanuary lapha abakhangelelwe ukuthi bazaginywa inyoni bayekhona eRwanda kumdlalo lo. Ukuze bayenqoba akumelanga kungani kuthe vumbu, kumele kulungiselelwe. Isizwe sonke nje esaseZimbabwe nabaphandle kwelizwe sikhangelela ukuthi bangajikela lokho abakwenelisayo ukuze leli phupho libe ngelihle emaphethelweni.
Ye, nxa sokubuya emalini lapha ke Dube, ume uhambe njalo baba.
Umumo uMazonzo, okungabe kubhekane lezifa, ikhona nje okukhona elizweni lethu okwakadesi, ukuthi izifa yona ngokwayo, sikhangelele amaqembu amakhulu njengabo-Dinos ne-Highlanders, nxa kunje vele kuzaba nzima ukuthi inhlelo zabo zihambe ngendlela ekhangelelweyo. Kuzamela kube lokubekezela kubadlali bengingabakhuthaza ukuthi bathi sebephiwe ithuba lokuthi bayezithengisa basuke kuma-sixpence bayedlalela imali eziphilayo ngemva kwe-tournament le. Omilton Ncube labo zibanibani bahambile ngemva komdlalo lo obuse-South Africa ngoba badlala kuhle belabo Rio babukwa ngamakhochi amanye amaqemba kwamanye amazwe.
No, thank you very much, Mr. Dube, and stay on the line. So, Mr. Dube is saying that this is a good opportunity for players to start selling themselves. You know, he says there are some players like Rio and Milton Ngobe who played in the last tournament who were actually picked by certain clubs in South Africa and so forth. So he says this is a very good chance for them to do the same.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the African nations 16-team tournament that is to be played in Rwanda next year, the Africa Nations Championships. Of course, only locally based players do qualify to represent their nations. And the previous winners are DRC, Tunisia, and the current holders, Libya. Tine mtereri wedu, ariparu nare, mkoma Gift Chuma, magadi.
Mkoma magadi, zonyi baba.
Aiwa, muno taura, zesene ukuluma.
zvese ndinokuluma nokutaura baba.
Haiwa tinotenda, ngatimbotange nekutaura tisati akuluma. Muri kuona sei kubudirira kwakomana?
Handitika. No, kubudirira kwakomana tinozvifarira chaizvo sezvo tichinonga nhoko nemuromo, asi tinozvikurudzira chaizvo kuti ezifa yanga yaonawo zvokuita kumberi, kunoti tinozoona kana vabudirira sezvi pano zvinetso zvakawanda wanda zvinozoitika kumberi.
Ndezvipi zvimanje tisingarove imbwa takaviga mupini, kana kuti pano hapana makuva embwa, ngatibva tazvidome.
Zvakaita semari ipo paya paya panodyiwa ipo paya paya. Nokuti pakudya apa pane vanozoda kudya vamwe vachishanda.
Hanzi kazhinji ndo zvinenge zvakunzi nasulu, mbudzi inodya payakasungirirwa.
Haifani kudya payakasungirirwa ichikangamwa zvinoita kuti izve.
Aiwa ndizvozvo chaizvo kukova Gift.
Gift
ada kukuluma.
Ya baba Gift, asikulumi ngesintu manje, sesikhuluma manje, anti uyakhuluma?
Ngiyakhuluma baba.
Akupose khonapho sizwe mnumzana. So ubona ngazani ke ama-orias kumele ayenzeni khathesi xa ilungisela ukuthi ayidlala khona ngale.
Khathesi kumele kube ngokulungiselela sereki, especially administration. Kuzifa ngale sokufuna good administration ekwazi ukuronga abantu abakwazi ngezenguku ukuthi nguku yona kumele kuhambe so. Hayikona abantu abaphonga ungena engukwini sebefuna ukudla kuphela. Bekhohle ukuthi badle kusuke ngaphi.
So wena ngombono wakho uthini pho kumele okumele bekuqalise sibili bathi sesenza lokhu kuyini?
Kathesi handikuna malungiselo okuthi vahamba umnyaka ozayo, inyanga yakhona zvamika ngiyazi kuhle. Amadeti akhona angiwazi. So kufuneka kathesi okumele ukuthi baqoqe izimali. Nokuya kuma-camping esikhathi esikwanileyo sokuthi balungiselele ukuthi phela ngale sokunzima sokuqanswa umqanso onzima njengeboterekwa laphana.
Hawu uyayitshaya sibili.
So sokufuna abantu abayaziyo into abayenzayo mayelana ngenguqu.
Awuboni ke mnumzana Gift, siyabonga kakhulu mnumzana ukuthi usikhulume lawe namhlanje.
Ngiyabonga seki, lami ngiyadaba ukungena ngalokho enzama isikhathi esiningi. So namhla ngingenile ngezwa ukuthi abanyalala ubuthongo obubuyayo.
Hayi kuhle kakhulu baba, siyabonga.
Bye-bye madoda ezami.
Hayi sibongile mfowethu, sibonga kakhulu.
Siyabonga.
Yeah, so he says today you will have a very peaceful sleep, you know. Because it was the first time we managed to get through. Yeah, so basically I think what he's emphasizing here is that there should be some good administration, and the team should be given some good camps, like, you know, maybe have some friendlies here and there, and then money. They should actually look for money somewhere to prepare the team for the good game, you know.
I think that's an issue that we need to talk about. Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and we are talking about the African Nations Championship. Of course, the last tournament was won by Libya. Libya actually beat Ghana in the finals, and on third place was Nigeria, and Zimbabwe came fourth. That was commendable. And the top goal scorer then was South African Bernard Parker, who scored four goals. And the best player was Ejike Uzoyenyi, a Nigerian player, who was voted, of course, the player of the tournament. Gibbs.
And of course, blessing Walters, Libya will play no part in next year's African Nations Championships, you know, because they were actually beaten, you know. They didn't expect it to go that way. But soccer is soccer.
Soccer is soccer. Yes. It's a crazy game.
Yeah, we'll love it.
Maybe before we go to our caller, let's bring in Mzondiwa and talk about, I mean, people are saying the team must actually go into camping, and resources must be availed. Of course, the mighty Warriors are going to Rio, to the Olympic Games, and now the Warriors are going to Rwanda for this Chan tournament. Do you think, Mzondiwa, this is going to entice sponsors to chip in and assist the national teams?
I hope so.
It's a tricky one. Mm-hmm. As long, you know, whoever is coming into the admin, you know, can sell the idea and convince, you know, the people that are out there that, you know, it's good for the country. Mm-hmm. Then we might see good preparations put in place. We wish our hope, you know, it will happen. I mean, in anything, good preparations, you know, give you good results. So if the guy is going to camp in time, mm-hmm. and I think Mr. Dube did touch on something that probably, you know, I overlooked, mm-hmm. that going to the tournament on its own, it should motivate the guys. Mm-hmm. You know, without even the money being put on the table, mm-hmm. because they're out there to sell themselves. It's a platform, actually.
That's
true. Know, that these guys have to use as well. Yeah, mm-hmm. but I'm hoping the corporate world will, you know, will come out in numbers and try to help out the guys, mm-hmm. and, you know, the business people as well around the country.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Dube, just briefly before we go to our caller, do you think the changes at Zifa have anything to do with the sudden success of the national teams?
No, I won't agree with that kind of thinking. It's a process that has been underway. Mm-hmm. Kalisto is a tried and tested coach who has picked up the best players around on the local scene. You start like and the Mighty Warriors on the other end. Mm-hmm. It's a team that has been in the making. Mm-hmm. It's players that have been improving all the time, and they got their lucky break mm-hmm. to qualify for the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Rika Etiende Kumtereri, Mkoma Malvin, Maruku, South Africa. Mangadi Mkoma Malvin. Isu tiripo zvedu zvemutoa kumwaka oma kumwe munyoro kuri sei Johnny.
Aiwa Johnny no iri right zvayo akene ikoko.
Aiwa kuno kuri nani. Taura itins.
Ndotenda mukoma paswa basa rakaitwa na mukoma paswa rekuti tisvike patasvika apa nasta kucelebrate. Nesusu tiri kunze kwenyika tinonzwawo kudadawo national team yedu. Tangatangojaira kungorohwa pamalast game ndopatairohwa. Ndoda kuti basa hombe rakaitwa na mukoma paswa aiwa ndotinovatenda ndokuvapa nyembe dzavo basa ravaita. Kwete kuti munhu anongopuhwa nyembe basa rasina kushanda ronzi aiwa vatengetedza pisi yatisina kuona apa taona mukoma pasuwa vabuditsa ndounyanzvi chaiwo chaita nesusu tiri South Africa kana dai Zifa ikafambawo zvakanaka tinokwanisawo kuitawo chipin kubatsira kuti maorias edu aite sei aende. Kwete kuti tiite chipin tinotipe mumwe munhu mari yekunzi aende kunotora award yatisi kuziva kuti ndei. Asi mukoma pasuwa basa raitwa namukoma pasuwa aiwa tinotenda Zimbabwe yese nesusu tiriwo kunze kwenyika tinoti dai mwari atitungamira tasvikawo kufinal.
Ko asika kwamuri uko vakomana vesouth africa vanenge vasina kunyatsotamba zvakanaka?
Aiwa hazvina kumira zvakanaka munomo ndiro zvazvinoitawo rinombotsvedzawo ezvo handikuona kuti rakarerekera kuzimbabwe. Pazvaka zvakanakirawo kuno kuzimbabwe kwai kusinaumirawo zvakaita vese zvakanaka asi tinongoti aiwa ibhora tese hatiqualify iyo Zimbabwe isanakidzwadaidai vakaqualify isu tisina kuqualify isu tangateri patite saka izvo rwendo runo ndezvedu.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Malvin.
Hamusikuona kana kumaolympics kwese tiri kufara ivo vari kufarawo isu tiri munomwa tiri kufarirawo kuti South Africa yaqualify iyo Zimbabwe tiri kufarawo kuti Zimbabwe yakaita sei
yaqualify.
Saka tiri pamwe chete.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Malvin.
Yebo.
Tinotenda of course. Malvin is happy and is applauding the coach Kalisto Pasua for guiding the Warriors to their fourth straight CHAN qualifier. Of course, like we indicated, the matches will be played in Rwanda in 2016. Like we said, South Africa is out. You know, I regard it as having one of the best leagues in Africa. You know, they've got all the resources. But, of course, they won 2-1 in Angola, but lost 3-2 on Go Aggregate. So South Africa is out, Gibbs.
Now, Mr. Dube, are you still on the line?
I am.
Now let's turn to the brand itself, the Warriors. We know that they are the mighty Warriors who are waiting to go to the Olympics. Then now we've got the actual Warriors that are going to Rwanda. So is there any way that Zimbabwe can take advantage of this in order to most probably raise some money for the two teams, you know?
I think we've shown the world that we've got the potential to achieve good results. But it will boil to one thing, unit of purpose by everyone who loves the game of football. Let's desist from being selfish, pushing our friends into positions so that we can benefit out of them on a later day. Let's all think about the brand that is football and how much we can achieve if there is unit of purpose.
But can the country sell some paraphernalia, like maybe some jerseys, you know, for the Warriors? Or maybe there's too much piracy there, eh?
Of course, there's a challenge of piracy, games. But a new kit sponsor or partner, Doma, has come on board, and hopefully we'll see our streets littered with people putting on those replica jerseys. The Zifa brand a bit of money to sustain some of its programs, like national teams.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on, Mr. Tubede.
Mm-hmm. Let's bring back Mzondiwa and just talking about corporate support. I think that's one thing that is clearly lacking. What else can Zifa do apart from selling jerseys? Anything that Zifa can do to attract, sponsors?
There's quite a few. Just now, you guys, you raised something to do with, selling the national team jerseys, which I think is something that could have happened ages ago. Zifa is a brand on its own. The Warriors have proved to the world now and again, even though we haven't qualified for major tournaments, we have managed to qualify for the African Nations. We have, the Mighty Warriors have qualified as well for the Olympics, which on its own is a selling product. Jerseys, they should be sold at, certain shops in town, in all city centres. These, pop-up shops that sell the, all these fake jerseys, they can be made to pay the heavy fine, because Zifa have to benefit from that as an association. They can invite some big national teams to come to Zimbabwe as well. That way it raises all this interest from the public. But then we seem to be interested in playing, all these small nations around us, which I think to me is not beneficial in a way, because when we go to play the big games, that's when the stage fight, comes into play. But we have to, to call the big guys, teams like Nigeria, we ask them to bring all their stars as well, because those are the people that, people back home, they want to see, they want to watch.
That's very true. That's very true. I think we've seen it in South Africa, Cameroon, Senegal, and other nations. They play with Brazil, France, and other European countries. But Zimbabwe, sometimes we cannot even afford a match against Dynamos or Islanders against the national team for whatever reason.
It's all about dialogue at the end of the day. We know the situation back home is not all that pretty at the moment.
Okay, Mzondo, do stay on the line. I will be back momentarily. Mr. Dliwayo, Mr. Dube, please do stay on the line. And of course, for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.